They had the question, why cancer cells? I always talked about cancer cells. When we work in the laboratory with cell lines, because we do research always with a certain cell line, which we can buy somewhere. And cell lines, then they grow continuously. These are always cancer cells. You know, from these poor colleagues or whatever it is, which are sick on cancer, that's these stupid cells. They have no stop. They grow and grow and grow. So they are nice to use in the laboratory. And all the cell lines we have, they originally come from a tumor from a certain patient, and they are used. Whereas now we see here the so-called primary cells. These are cells which we take from blood. We can work for a few days, do an experiment, then we can no more use it. They are not growing continuously. But I also do some research with a cell line which have the same things as the lymphocytes, same quality, because sometimes it's easier, and you will see why. So, okay, it's already late, so we go on quickly. I start now my first lecture and present you some of the dates we have found in more than 25 years of research, in vitro study, means cells in culture, in space, with lymphocytes. This is an aggregate of lymphocytes. And this is a single lymphocyte. I will explain you later why it has this shape. Sometimes it's round, sometimes it's like this. Okay. We have done many experiments in space, and on all these missions we have done experiments with lymphocytes. Since 83, and the last one will fly, hopefully in autumn, on a sounding rocket. These, which are blue, these were on Mir, experiments to test the immune system of cosmonauts. I already have presented you the hardware. We have done experiments in space lab, in the space shuttle, where we had a microgravity time from 10 to 14 days. I have done one experiment on the space station. I could have days, weeks and months, but with lymphocytes only 2 or 3 days. And then we have done many experiments on MESA and MAXUS, 2 sounding rockets with different microgravity time, short time, long time. And we did, because you not ever, even we had a lot, you always have to wait until you can do your next experiment. We used these 2 tools, first the fast authentic linostat. And now later, because we have more sample volume, the random positioning machine. Still, we cannot show the video, but Jen, maybe we do it until the end of next week. Some general consideration, 25 years of research. Parallel with all these experiments, you know, discovery in cellular biology and also the technical, the analytic technology for analysis, changed. For instance, in 83, nobody knew what was interleukin 1 to what 50 or whatever it is. Nobody heard the word apoptosis. This is all things which comes later. So also, we always had to change experimental protocol, use the newest technique for analysis. And when we have done one experiment, of course we had a result. We had an answer to a question, but from this we had more and more questions, as is usual. But we always had to wait until we could go back into space. The first space experiment proposed by Augusto, proposed in 76, went back to 2 reports from the early 70s, one from the United States, Kimsey, and one from the Soviet Union. They both have discovered that when astronauts and cosmonauts came back from space, they did measure the status of their immune system. And they have found out that the lymphocytes had a decreased response to so-called mitogen. They gave a substance like concanavalin A, which I show you, to these lymphocytes. But the lymphocytes, they were a little bit lazy. But then when they took a few days later, let's say 1 week, 2 weeks later, again blood from these astronauts and cosmonauts, the immune system got back to normal. And this is seen in this slide, which is from Kimsey from 1977. He measured two groups. One is a control group. 29 days before flight, they took blood. Then 11 days before flight, here with the launch. And then they came back. And 13 days later, again, they tested. You see, control group, they are not all the same. These humans, they always have different reactions. Even the same human, same man or woman, if you do a measurement in the morning, it will not be the same in the evening or over days. But in general, you see the control group, not much happened. What happened to these astronauts? After landing, it was decreased, the immune system. And then it went up, luckily for them. So Augusto thought, I want to measure this reaction in vitro. What happens not in humans? Human is a complicated machine. I take these cells, I put them in vitro, this means in a glass, and I make this reaction. Title was Effect of Weightlessness on Lymphocyte Proliferation. So we had lymphocytes, resting cells, by no human. You know what it means? Added an activator, then these cells start to become grower. Within 3 days, we have a blast cell, which secretes lymphokines and divides into two different cells. It proliferates. This is a normal reaction which takes 3 days. And the objective of the experiment was to mimic in space an infection by activating culture of lymphocytes with concanavaline A. Because the same reaction I just have shown you happens in your body when a nasty guy comes in, a virus or bacteria. Your lymphocytes should do that to fight it. And you can add this substance, concanavaline A, to the lymphocytes, and they start to do the same thing. They start to proliferate in the glass. ConA activates T lymphocytes. And this is also an ideal system to study cell differentiation because the cell differentiates. So now we come to the isolation of lymphocytes. How we get these lymphocytes? They are in our blood, but we also have red blood cells. White blood cells are the lymphocytes. We have platelets. So there was always somebody which had to give blood. If it couldn't get it from the blood bank, it was mostly one of us. Okay, then you see this is a centrifuge tube. And there is a denser liquid called ficol isopac. Don't ask me what's in it, because the factory never tells you. And it's a higher density than water or blood. And then you put carefully the blood, what you have taken from a donor, over this isopac. You put it in a centrifuge, you spin it around, and then the red cells, which are heavier, the granulocytes and platelets, they are going on the bottom, they are going through this liquid, and the lymphocytes are happily sitting here on the top of this liquid. Here is the plasma. And you see here, that's after centrifugation. Here are the red blood cells, and here is a layer, it's a little bit white yellow, with our lymphocytes. This we then can take, we have to wash them, then we give them into culture medium, and our culture is ready. And this is now a culture of so-called primary cells. It's not a cancer, it's not a cell line. This we can use only a few days for doing some experiment. When we purify these lymphocytes like that, we have about 85% T and B cells. We also have 10% of monocytes. Keep this in mind. This is important. We need these monocytes. And we have some granulocytes, and they don't disturb. Back to our reaction. In a first step, we add concanavaline A into the culture Lymphocytes are in culture medium, then we add this concanavalin A. The cells feels happy, she's reproducing DNA, getting bigger, and then she divides. And this happens within 72 hours, 3 days, at 37 degrees. Then we want to measure this proliferation. It's not always easy to count one, the cells. So we have a clue. We can add radioactive thymidine. We have just seen before. The cells incorporates in the nucleus, and then it divides. And for this, takes 2 hours at 37 degrees. And then we are already here. We have our culture, where we have added the thymidine. And then, to measure radioactivity, we pour the whole liquid with the cells on a glass fiber filter. We filter, the liquid goes through, and this filter we can put into a machine, and we measure the radioactivity, and this is a measure how good the cells proliferate. This we standardmäßig do in all these experiments. But in space we have a problem. Of course we cannot do all this. We can add Cone, we can add thymidine, but we cannot filter it, we cannot measure radioactivity. So at this step, we have to add a third step, we have to add a substance, cryopreservative or a fixative. We have to fix our cells, and we have to store our cells this time. That time it was in liquid nitrogen. Bring them down on Earth, and then we can measure it. In our first experiment, we had this nice little beauty case, the incubator. Maybe you remember. So on ground, we prepared lymphocyte culture, as we just have seen. Somebody gave blood. Then we filled the culture chambers, and we had to fill all the syringes with concanavalin A, the green, the red with thymidine, and the black with the fixative. Then we handed it over to NASA. And on flight day one, the crew first was in the shuttle, in the mid-deck, flight deck. One of the astronauts took incubator, which was with them in the mid-deck, brought it into space lab, put it in on his place, and one of the astronauts added concanavalin A. Incubator was then at 37 degrees, so we had to wait 3 days. Flight day four, another astronaut took another syringe, added radioactive label, 2 hours later cryopreservative, and then it was put into liquid nitrogen. We had to wait until it came down. But we did a control experiment in a laboratory in Kennedy Space Center. We didn't have a 1G centrifuge on board, so we did it, but with the same batch of cells. The cells we have isolated, we have split into. This is important, must be the same. The identical hardware, culture containers. But we had a delay to the space experiment 2 hours, because we never knew what happens if astronauts really did it at the time we thought. We had a timeline, but we were not sure. But we got, after he has done it, we got the feedback, we knew. So that's why we had this 2 hours delay. Then, samples came back, we brought them to Zurich, and we measured radioactivity in the DNA of the cells, and this then gives so-called mitotic index, forget about it. It is a measure for how good the cells proliferate. And we measured also glucose, which still was in the medium, because these cells, they like glucose, they eat glucose if they are healthy. If they are not so healthy, they eat less. Like you, when you are not so good, then you eat less. And this is now the result, and it was somewhat puzzling. This is counts per minute, means radioactivity. We have 2 controls. These were 2 samples which didn't see Cone, so no activity. This is clear. This is the sample, activation on ground, normal, but you see here in space. Cells didn't do anything. They were not happy at all. So of course, criticism came, they are dead. But they were not dead. This is glucose. You see the control sample, they have used less. But the spice flight samples, they use glucose. So in a way, they are still alive. But they didn't proliferate. So this was the first time that this has been discovered. And then a lot of people started to work with lymphocytes. So, a first question, are lymphocytes damaged by cosmic radiation? Because we have there in space cosmic radiation which is much higher than here on ground. Could be. So we did an experiment on a so-called stratospheric balloon. This is a balloon which goes up to 40 kilometers. It flew from Sicily, Italy, to Spain. But what is different? On 40 kilometers, we have cosmic radiation as in space, but we still have 1G. This is such a balloon, and our poor lymphocytes, they were here down. That's the launch of the balloon. And then we always did the same. We measured radioactivity. And this is a comparison. Space experiment, we have less than 20% activity. 1G on ground, 100. And the balloon, even a little bit higher. So it was not cosmic radiation which damaged our cells. It was microgravity. Okay, that we just have seen. We then could repeat more than once the same experiment in space. Next mission was Space Lab 1. Again, I forget, mitogen is always concanavalin A. And on this experiment, we had a 1G reference centrifuge in space. This was Biore. 0G, result confirmed. 1G space and 1G ground. Good activation. You see again this small difference. This is, again, this centrifuge was not only for us. But it's confirmed. The second time we have found it. And this time we also made some electron microscopic analysis. Cells activated 3 days with Kone from the 1G reference centrifuge. This is how cells look 1G on ground. This is a small lymphocyte which was not activated. There are always some. And they are all bigger. They were activated. And this is a cell showing typical mitosis. So it's cell division. 1G in space. Look at this one. This is a microgravity cell. He's smiling, but he's dead. At that time, we didn't know that there is apoptosis. As I told you, nobody, that was in 85, I guess, nobody was talking about apoptosis. But these cells, even Smiley was dead. Dead, no, it's not true. They are not dead, they went into apoptosis. It's different. Okay, we could repeat it again. This was on a NASA mission where we had a centrifuge only for us. There we have incubated for 2 and 3 days. We already have measured after 2 days. 46 and 65 hours, you know, these 2 and 3 days in space, you always, they are not so exactly. You have to take what they give you, astronaut time and so. 0G, this is 46 hours. We have some more activation after 63. It's not always the same because also it depends a little bit on the donor. 1G flight and 1G ground, they are mostly the same. Again, much less activation in lymphocyte. This is now, I think, the fourth time. And another one. IML2, now it's enough. Here we see something interesting. This is also Kone-activated lymphocytes, but what happened? 0G, what we always see. Well, we have a huge difference between 1G in flight and 1G ground. But the 1G centrifuge did not work the first hour. Just after they have added the Kone, this centrifuge went on strike. She didn't work.